I used to feel some satisfaction that I was doing better than you were. Now I just feel bad for you. As the last of my 20s turned to dust, I set a course to grow into a narc. And no, I never wanted to. Keeps running through my head. When I'm neither here nor there, just sinking through the bed. When the morning comes, I can never remember it. I wish I could. I wish I could. Different things can be said, it's not all.
coming. I can see the end. It's coming. There's this life out there that I never really lived. Hold up in my room, I wouldn't dare to take the risk. And I tell myself one day I'll do those things I never did. But I know I won't. I know I won't.
I know I won't. I know I won't.
Leave hello to an uncertain future. Different things can be said, it's not a whole. But not all tragedies are created equal. I just can't see the case anymore. But I can see the end. It's coming. I can see the end.
Responsibility. No one's counting on me anymore. I had my time to shine, it's someone else's turn. They handed me the key, but I can't open up that door.
Now, Oscar Evans here is a multi-instrumental band leader and composer based out of Kingston, Ontario. And he's played a variety of professional gigs in the Kingston area since a teenager. And lately, he has focused most of his energy recording a variety of jazz albums. He takes full advantage of all the amazing and talented musicians in and around the Kingston area, and he frequently plays different versions of his own compositions for a variety of different players. Wanting to do something unique and special for this Broom Factory performance, he has assembled his own team. So I will let him do his introductions, and please enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
You're gonna go off stage.
Yeah, I know. I'm
doing something
in my camera. I'll do it off stage. Okay.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thank you for being here. How are you feeling? Yeah. All right. Live on the radio. Live on the stage of the Broom Factory. It's a good feeling. It's fun. Thank you for being here, everybody. Let's give it up for our performers earlier. Bird Bone Feeder. Pretty freaking amazing stuff. And Shay's Foster Sudak. I hope that was the right order. But all three of those women are amazing songwriters and talents in Kingston. So you know who they are. If I screwed up the order, I'm sorry. Anyway, so yes, give it up for them. This summer, I recorded my first EP of tunes. And at the end of the session, we had done all the songs that were going to be on the CD. And I was feeling a little bluesy. So I was like, all right, guys, we're going to just record a blues, and I'm going to completely improvise the melody for it. And the nice thing about jazz is that's not that uncommon to improvise, but it's usually at a club where there's no like microphones and it's not recording, so it just goes out into the universe and, you know, people who are there dig it. But I improvised this melody, and there was a microphone in front of me, so the microphone remembered it, because I didn't. And then when I got home, I listened to it, and I was like, hey, that's not bad. So I changed a couple notes, and I wrote it on paper. So this is the tune. I'm going to play it, and I'm just going to improvise. I'm going to do some weird things, or not. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I just thought I would start off the evening, early afternoon, late afternoon, with just some bass. So hope you enjoy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I mentioned this summer when I recorded that piece, it was part of an EP recording. I don't have the CDs right now. They're still being printed. I don't know how that works. How does Saran wrap get put on things? Like the shrink wrap? I don't know. It goes through a machine and shrink wraps. Anyway, so my CDs are getting shrink wrapped right now. At the merch table, there is a clipboard. Please put your email down. It's a mailing list, so I will email you and say, hey guys, I'm playing a really cool show, you might dig it. But you can also tick a box and I will email you when the CD comes out and we'll deliver it to your door if you give me money. So please visit my clipboard and start be the first people on my mailing list and I'll deliver a CD too. I mentioned that I wrote something down on paper. That was a complete lie. I totally lied, so I'm sorry. But the next person who is going to get on stage right now is the one who wrote it on paper. I'm blind. I write music in my head, and then I call a very, very talented jazz musician in Kingston and say, hey, man, first chord, D minor. Second chord, C major. All right, third bar, third chord. G7 or something. And then he's like, okay. And then I have a chart of my music and I get to give it to people. And that's how this works, is people see the music and they make beautiful notes and sounds out of their instrument. So without further ado, Mr. Dave Barton, please join the stage and play one of my tunes. As you all probably know, Dave is a very good guitar player, composer, arranger, all this stuff. And he's a big fan of Kenny Wheeler, who digs jazz in Canada. But this tune I called Nice Buddies. There's a very famous Kenny Wheeler song that uses a couple of the same chords, and it's called Kind Folk. So Nice Buddies, Kind Folk, kind of the similar meaning. And I also need to title songs something. So anyways, here is Nice Buddies. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So the next people I'd like to introduce to the stage are my dad and my uncle. Spencer Evans and Andy Love, please join the stage. I've been making music with both of these gentlemen pretty much my whole life, and both of them have taught me a lot about music, about what not to do in music, about life. Just kidding. No, these guys are amazing people. These guys are amazing people. Spencer Evans is my father, and it's very interesting. This is a bit of a theme that will continue throughout the concert, but this instrument he is about to play for you, I grew up in Skeleton Park, hearing him do, I don't know, AC/DC, TNT, you know, Squeeze Box, all the tunes. So it's fitting that I hired him to play the accordion on a tune that sounds absolutely nothing like that. This song is called Introspective Elevator, and I kind of thought it sounded like elevator jazz, but the type of elevator jazz that makes you go, oh, that's cool, I dig that. And then you start thinking about your life and what brought you to this elevator. Where is it going? Is it a good elevator or a bad elevator? You are thinking about it introspectively. Anyways, that was me being artistic. sorry. A major, this song started in A major, and that's what I called it for a long time. So, introspective elevator. Hope you enjoy. Yeah. How many bars you want?
One, two, three.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. This next song, well, there's something about this song that's probably never been said about another jazz song. Or I can say this, and it's not true for a lot of other jazz musicians. But this song has been in my mom's head for a couple days. Not a lot of jazz musicians get to say the song is stuck in my mom's head. Usually, you know, most mothers are very supportive, but they're like, yeah, you know, I love your jazz. I love your jazz. I don't know if I love all jazz, but I like your stuff, son. No, my mom's like, get your freaking songs out of my head. It's stuck in my head. So that's pretty cool. Needless to say, it's a bit of a catchy number. This tune is called Egg Salad. Who doesn't like a good egg salad, right? So, yes, once again, thank you to CFRC. This is on the radio as well as here at the Broom Factory stage. So I'm Oscar Evans, and this tune is called Egg Salad. You can also stream it, so do that, please. We'll be right back. Thank you kindly. Thank you, thank you. This next song is the first song I ever wrote, and it is the title of my upcoming EP, which if you were outside, you can sign up for on my sheet. You just tick a box, and I will deliver a CD to you if you give me money. It's a very good deal. I won't even charge delivery. Anyway, true. I should mention that. If you live in Kingston, there is people who actually get paid to do deliveries, and I will use them to get you their CD if you are from Wisconsin or something. Who knows? So yeah, this song is called Gotta Start Somewhere. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. You can find that song on all the things. I recorded that at the library, at Kingston Library. And I also recorded another version of that song at the studio with Paul Morrison on the flute and a couple buddies on the other instruments. Yeah, we're nearing the end. How am I doing for time? All right. There was a couple songs that I didn't get to today, but just please follow me and like and subscribe. All the things you do see out there in the world.
We have time for Allison?
Yes, we're going to have time for Allison. And if the sound system gets shut off, we're all acoustic, baby.
And I win.
So anyways, this is our last song. When I was a child, I got to grow up hearing this amazing instrument played by this amazing woman. And yet a lot of people see her play this and they go, what is that? And I was like a three-year-old and I knew what a hurdy-gurdy was. So Allison was a Kingston resident for a long time and grew up hearing her play music. And this is really, really cool. So it's really cool that I wrote a song and it works with a hurdy-gurdy. And obviously Allison is an amazing player, so she could probably play anything on that hurdy-gurdy. But anyways, this is a tune called Sand Dune. I just think about the sand dunes when I play it. So hope you enjoy.
Do you know when I met you, Oscar?
When I was in my mummy's belly?
Well, no, post-belly, in my music class, in my kinder
right.
music class.
Kinder music.
Yes. Yeah.
She taught me how to play the bass when I was two. You kick it off, Allison. Once again, thank you everyone for being here. Thank you, CFRC. I'm not going to say anything else. Allison, Spencer, Dave, Andy, everyone who played before is amazing. So just don't move anywhere. Stay in Kingston because we have great stuff going on. Thank you. Is about to start, and it's gonna start with a kind of drone thing, so I hope you dig it. You ready?